The Book of the Revelation, Chapter 9, The Fifth and Sixth Trumpets, Episode 11. These episodes are meant to not only ask and answer the questions, when, why, how, and what, but also the question, so what? Chapter 9 of the Book of the Revelation is another intensification of the pressures of God's judgments on the earth. It gives us three indicators or woes that the end is drawing nearer. This chapter gives us strange and difficult imagery. One might wonder if the images are actually creatures, animals, and objects as they are depicted, or if they are descriptions of modern things, things of these last days as would be seen and described by an ancient people. The fifth trumpet and the bottomless pit. Revelation 9:1. Then the fifth angel sounded his trumpet, and I saw a star, an angelic being that had fallen from heaven to the earth, and the key of the bottomless pit, or an abyss, was given to him, the star angel. Verse 2. He opened the bottomless pit, and smoke like the smoke of a great furnace flowed out of the pit, and the sun and the atmosphere were darkened by the smoke from the pit. Verse 3. Then out of the smoke came locusts upon the earth, and power to hurt was given to them, like the power which the earth's scorpions have. From this pit comes smoke like a great furnace. Commentary break. Verses 1 through 3 describe a star as him. And he, it is assumed, was an angel or a heavenly being emitting a brilliance. And he was given a key to the bottomless pit. The Bible does not tell us whether this is a volcanic chasm or the pit of hell. But it is further described as a great furnace. It is likely the pit of hell, an ominous precursor of what is to come. End commentary break. Verse 4. They were told not to hurt the grass of the earth, nor any green thing, nor any tree, but to hurt only the people who do not have the seal mark of ownership, protection of God on their foreheads. Verse 5. They were not permitted to kill anyone, but to torment and cause them extreme pain for 5 months. And their torment was like the torment from a scorpion when it stings a man. Verse 6. And in those days people will seek death and will not find it. And they will long to die to escape the pain, but will discover that death evades them. Commentary break. There is only one mention of the seal of God on those who enter the great tribulation after the breaking of the sixth tribulation seal, and that is the sealing of the 144,000 from the 12 tribes of Israel. No one else has been sealed with God's protection. Everyone else in the great and terrible day of the Lord is suffering greatly, and although they may long for the relief of death, they are not granted that longing, but must continue to suffer unthinkable horrors of pain and suffering. They have but a short time to repent and be saved, but time is running short. End commentary break. Verse 7. The locusts resembled horses prepared and equipped for battle, and on their heads appeared to be something like golden crowns, and their faces resembled human faces. Verse 8. They had hair like the hair of women, and their teeth were like the teeth of lions. Verse 9. They had breastplate scales like breastplates made of iron, and the whirring noise of their wings was like the thunderous noise of countless horse-drawn chariots charging at full speed into battle. Verse 10. They have tails like scorpions and stingers, and in their tails is their power to hurt people for 5 months. Verse 11. They have as king over them the angel of the abyss, the bottomless pit. In Hebrew, his name is Abaddon Destruction, and in Greek, he is called Apollyon Destroyer King. Verse 12. The first woe has passed. Behold, two woes are still coming after these things. Commentary break. Some Bible teachers and commentators will suggest the descriptions of the locusts to be literal, but they are similes, as evidenced by such wording as they. Their heads appeared to be golden crowns. Their faces resembled human faces. They had hair like women. Their wings were like. They have tails like scorpions, etc. We can only use conjecture when trying to determine what the ancients were seeing and describing, but the scene of the horrors comes through, loud and clear. End commentary break. The sixth trumpet and the army from the east. Verse 13. Then the sixth angel sounded his trumpet, and I heard a solitary voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which stands before God. Verse 14. Saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates. Verse 15. So the four angels, who had been prepared for the appointed hour and day and month and year, were released to kill a third of mankind. Verse 16. The number of the troops of cavalry was twice 10,000 times 10,200,000,000. I heard the number of them. Verse 17. And this is how I saw the horses and their riders in my vision. The riders had breastplates the color of fire and of hyacinth sapphire blue and of brimstone yellow. And the heads of the horses looked like the heads of lions, and from out of their mouths came fire and smoke and brimstone burning sulfur. Verse 18. A third of mankind was killed by these three plagues, by the fire and the smoke and the brimstone that came from the mouths of the horses. Verse 19. For the power of the horses to do harm is in their mouths and in their tails. For their tails are like serpents and have heads, and it is with them that they do harm. Commentary break. The sounding of the six trumpet signals the release of the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates, which represents an army. The number of the troops of cavalry is twice 10,000 times 10,000, or 200 million. Most commentators suggest this is an army of China based on the size of the army. However, the Euphrates River is in southwestern Asia and runs through regions of the Middle East, northern Syria and Iraq to the head of the Persian Gulf. It is also useful to note that the ten-nation confederation named in Ezekiel 38 and in Daniel chapters 7 and 9 and again in Revelation chapter 17 are the armies of the coming battle of Armageddon. They are from the nations of 1. Gog, also known as Rosh, Russia, and 2. Rosh, Russia. 4. Gomer, also known as Eastern Europe, Southern Russia. 5. Put, also known as Libya. 6. Kush, also known as Ethiopia. 7. Persia, also known as Iran. 8. Meshechi, also known as modern-day Turkey. 9. Tubal, also known as an area in central Turkey. 10. Beth Togarma, also known as Georgia, Chechnya, Turk-Armenia. The combined armies described in the book of Ezekiel from the east. They are Russia, with an army of 1,100,000. Turkey, with an army of 355,000. Iran, with an army of 523,000, including the Islamic Revolutionary Guard. Ethiopia's army of 138,000. Chechnya's army is approximately 10,000. The army of Georgia is approximately 21,000. Even with this abbreviated list, we can count 2,140,000 fighting troops. They are being released to kill a third of mankind. End commentary break. They would not repent. Verse 20, the rest of mankind, who were not killed by these plagues, did not repent even then of the works of their hands, so as to cease worshipping and paying homage to the demons and the idols of gold and of silver and of bronze and of stone and of wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk. Verse 21, and they did not repent of their murders, nor of their sorceries, drugs, intoxications, nor of their sexual immorality, nor of their thefts. The sounding of the sixth trumpet marks the time when no one else will be saved from God's judgments. Now comes the wrath of the Lamb and the final seven bowl judgments. Next, coming soon, the book of the Revelation, chapter 10, The Angel, and the Little Scroll, episode 12. Your brother and friend, Mike Young. Previous, the book of the Revelation, chapter 8, The Seven Trumpets, episode 10.